Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino. Sunday, May 12th, 2024, my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead, and that's exactly what we're going to do. But before we get there, I want to wish all of you moms out there a happy Mother's Day. All right, people, look, I got some interesting comments and a whole bunch of stuff regarding this. Now, I want to talk about this real quick. Hey, Greg, what do you think about this possible 20,000 gold revaluation by the Treasury, blah, blah, blah. All right, first of all, I'm going to say this ain't going to happen. But what I will say, it is potentially possible for gold to hit, if I had to throw a number out here, I'm going to say maybe 16,000, but I think it's highly unlikely. The most likely situation that we're going to get here is a one-to-one gold Dow ratio. I've been talking about this for 10 freaking years. We'll outline this a little more. But I just wanted to start off with this because it seems like a lot of you must follow this thing here, okay? And you wanted to get my take on it. Now, I don't want to shoot down anyone's dreams here. But the fact of the matter is, I think this is a little far-fetched. But we'll outline a scenario here where it may be close to that. But with regard to a treasury revaluation, I think the chances are almost zero. Okay, so, but again, we'll outline some of that. Now, I want to start off with a few things before we touch on this whole thing here. We're witnessing yet again another phenomenon. And a lot of you probably have heard this before, and it's starting to be used again. A Fed put. The Fed put is back. What does that mean, a Fed put? It means the Fed is going to protect the market. The Fed and other central banks are going to make sure that they keep the market propped up here. And they're doing this. I mean, it's just so obvious, and it should be to you. It at least is to me. Right now, the talk of a potential rate cut by the Bank of England, by the European Central Bank, by the Federal Reserve is enough, or has been enough, to put a put under this market. And we've seen this market make a pretty profound rebound ever since, again, this new phenomenon of watching bond yields drop. How does that work again? Just tell Greg Mannarino one more time, please. How does it work? How do bond yields just drop? Is it the regular guy or the regular girl rushing out there and saying, I gotta buy debt, I gotta buy debt? That's how it works. People don't understand this by and large. It's kind of the opposite of how a stock works. When you have a rally in the debt market, when the debt market is rallying, yields drop. That means cash is making its way into the debt market. Kind of the opposite of how a stock works. When a stock works, the price goes higher. When a bond rallies, well, the yields drop. That's how that works. Very simple to understand. It is clear to me, as clear as day, and it should be to you as well, that the Fed is in here buying huge amounts of debt. We have watched the 10-year yield make a significant drop over the past couple of weeks here. We're up over 4.7 with regard to the 10-year yield. 10-year yield being the benchmark. That's the one everyone looks at. It's the one you should be following as well. You know, you should look at the whole debt market as well. The whole yield curve, which is inverted, a clear sign that things are not too good and will not be getting any better anytime soon with regard to the economy. But with regard to the market, the Fed put here is clearly in place, and the Fed is buying the debt, which opens up a doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market, causing, look, with regard to this here, all right, and the distortions that exist in the stock market, they are to an extreme where we've never seen before. In the history of the financial markets, because of what central banks have done here since the meltdown of 2008, that's when this whole thing ended. That was the party over moment, okay? And all this market has been getting is a put underneath it, easy money, rate suppression here, And of course, the mechanism here has caused price action distortions like we've never seen before in the history of the world. Cash coming out of things it should be going into and going into things it has no business being. And that is into this hyper... that's not even the right word here, people. I don't know how to put this. It's so beyond hyperinflated. I'm talking about the stock market and also with regard to the price action of real estate as well, which continues to rise. And it's just out of control, this inflationary environment we're in here and the lies that we have been told about it, the projections from the Fed all being wrong 100% of the time, and it's temporary and it's transitory. They knew it wasn't going to be. You and I called this since day one. So anyway, that's just a whole other ballgame here. But the fact of the matter is, we've never seen anything like this before. And this market is going to eventually overcorrect. And that's just how this kind of a thing will end up manifesting itself, because this is a bubble beyond belief. Okay, we can pretty much agree on that. And this bubble has been directly engineered, in this case by the Federal Reserve, by keeping rates artificially suppressed here for well over 10 years. And all this does is it strips out a real price discovery mechanism out of the market. The market is supposed to be a price leveling mechanism. In other words, there's a buyer and a seller, and they agree on a price of a particular asset. But here we have a third player. I've talked about this all the time. That is the Federal Reserve, and they're involved in every single transaction. Even if you go to the store and buy a pack of gum, the Federal Reserve is involved here because, again, what have they done? Mass currency devaluation, artificially suppressed rates, creating the environment, the inflationary environment we are in here, period, the end. And this is a global phenomenon. You all know that. This is central banks as involved in a third player in every single transaction that we make. And unfortunately, that's the truth. No one's going to tell you that. And the sick part of this, or the sicker part of this, is collectively central banks are setting us all up. We are going to, no matter who they put, they choose, we don't choose, to put behind the Resolute desk. We already know how this is going to play out. Mass currency devaluation, debts and deficits ballooning across the board. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but I'm going to bring it out anyway. Let's talk about this just real quick. In the event that this current freak is reselected, you can expect things to go on the way that they are. And in the event that Trump is reselected, pretty much the same thing, but actually maybe even to a larger degree, and I'll tell you why. We understand that, Tariff Man, Trump was known as Tariff Man. He's already talking about if he's reselected, how he's going to, put more tariffs on this and more tariffs on that. What is that going to do? That's going to obviously increase our trade deficit. We're already a nation that imports everything, you understand? And obviously, if tariffs are increased here, there'll be a retaliatory reaction on the opposite side. So you can clearly expect inflation to get a lot worse. Currency devaluation, Trump's already talking about a weaker dollar here. The current idiot, imbecile, moron, thing, creature sitting behind the Resolute desk has no idea what's going on. He doesn't even, when he wakes up in the morning, doesn't even know what day it is, what year it is. I mean, there's obviously something cognitive going on here. But again, how this potentially can play out into 2025 after the selection just looks very, 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 very ominous to Greg Mannarino here. Anyway, that's pretty much with regard to that. And, just real quick, as we all know, this issue with food inflation is really starting to hit home. And here's a headline. Angry shoppers are fighting back against inflation. Really, what are they doing? They're taking it straight, deep, and hard in the gobble-ghoul. They're not fighting against anything. What they're referring to here is people are not spending. And what did we just find out? Consumer credit is not expanding at the pace they expected. Because people are maxed out. They're maxed out. And this is also by design. It's a wipeout. It's a complete destruction of the middle class on a worldwide scale as central banks increase their pressure on the middle class. You all know that. the consumers aren't, the shoppers, consumers aren't fighting back against anything. Unfortunately, they have no choice, and you pretty much understand what I'm talking about. And they're being made slaves to the system, as you all know. Dependency on the system is a horrible thing to see, but that's just the way it's playing out here. And this Wednesday, we're going to get the CPI report, the Consumer Price Index. That's going to be an interesting day, and it could potentially move the market. Let's see where that goes. But make no mistake, the Fed put is back. The Fed put is back. I expect to see more debt buying, more rate suppression, bond yields dropping. That means more cash making its way into the stock market. Now, with regard to the Fed put, here's this. This was from last week. Dow scores the best week since December. Lovely. This is the Fed put in place yet again. You see, this and this are playing together. Imagine my shock. Now, let's talk about this, because this is the big question I get from everyone here. Okay, Greg, what about this $20,000 gold? Let's put a scenario together. There is a possibility here that gold could end up being twice the Dow. Again, we have to sit back here and put a perspective on something. Where is the bottom? We don't know where the bottom of the Dow is. What we do know is the Fed stepped in here with quantitative easing 1 at Dow 6,000. And they went on to quantitative easing 2. And then Operation Twist and every other thing they've done to keep rates suppressed here. Again, the Fed can't just magically say something. They have to get into the market and make it happen. For the Fed to buy the debt, they have to add digits to a screen in whatever amount they want and get in there and buy the debt. Okay, massively inflationary, you're not allowed to know that. Meanwhile, over the last 6 months, the monetary system here has been inflated about $1 billion a day. The M2 money supply, $1 billion. Look it up for yourself. It's right on the Fed's website. Okay, don't take my word for this. So if we understand, you and me, that the Fed jumped in here at Dow 6,000, which actually may be the bottom, it's probably closer to 8,000. Considering with the Dow Jones Industrial Average is today near 38, okay, I think the actual true value for the Dow is about 8. 6 to 8. Let's just say it's 8, okay? I do believe we're going to get a 1-to-1. In other words, the market's going to crater at one point when we get the debt market meltdown. Forget the stock market for a minute. Everyone's sitting there looking at the stock market because that's where they want you to look. The driver of the market is where you need to be looking, and you all know that. I've been telling you this for over 10 years. It's the debt market. The stock market derives value from action in the debt market. You get that? I've been telling you this for 10 years, okay? All right, more than 10 years. So that means the stock market is a derivative, okay? It's a derivative. It derives value from action in the debt market. Everything does. Artificially suppressed rates, price pretty much everything. Mortgages, the price of houses, everything gets value from that. All right, now understanding that the meltdown is, the real meltdown will begin and end in the debt market, not the stock market. The stock market will reflect that, what's happening in the debt market. You understand? So let's just throw out a hypothetical. Okay, going back to this $20,000. First of all, as I said, forget about a treasury revaluation. It ain't happening. The treasury is not going to revalue gold at $20,000. No way. Just no way I can believe that that could possibly happen. But going back to where this could potentially go, let's say we get a meltdown in the debt market. When that occurs, that's going to melt down stock markets around the world. You will see the Dow overcorrect because that's the way markets work. It's very possible that we could get Dow 8,000 or even Dow 6,000, maybe even lower than that. But let's just throw out a number and say it's 8,000. I believe we're going to get a 1-to-1 ratio. Dow 8,000, gold 8,000. Now, there is an outlying event here that we could get twice the Dow, which would put gold at 16,000, okay? Without the Treasury revaluing anything, you understand? These kind of things are hype, you understand? I get it. Government revaluation? You mean the Federal Reserve? Do they not understand who the real government is? Look, I'm not sitting here calling anybody out, but I just look at these things from a rational perspective. And in my opinion, again, there's no rational way the Treasury is going to revalue gold to 20,000, for those of you that are asking. But as I just said, it is possible in an outlying event that gold could hit 16,000 and go twice the Dow. I think it's more likely 8 with regard to gold, and then a 15-1 or a 10-1 ratio gold silver. So you just do the math here. And this is again why I say silver is the most undervalued asset in the world. Do you understand? I think you do, people. Anyway, look. So I hope this answered the question I got from all of you with regard to this. Seems to have created quite a buzz. And I'm glad it's opening people's eyes to, you know, to this credit of this thing here. At least it's making people aware that there is a potential for gold. And there's no doubt that it's there. Gold, skyrocketing at one point. But it's not just gold. And it's not just silver. It's not just platinum or palladium. It's commodities. What has this guy been telling you forever now? Commodities, commodities, commodities. Gain exposure to commodities. Yes, indeed. These are Greg Mannarino's favorite commodities in the world. I like copper too. You all know that. I own platinum and palladium. That's why I own it all. But with regard to the most undervalued asset in the world, that's it right there. But you need exposure to commodities, people. I can't say this another way. And you can do this many ways. Again, my free newsletter, link in the description of this video. I put out at least 5, maybe even 6 newsletters with a list of exchange-traded funds or ETFs that would give you exposure to a broad basket of commodities. We need to be on the opposite side of this situation, or at least that's what this is explaining to a certain degree, although this treasury evaluation ain't happening. But gold could do it on its own. Gold could do it on its own. Anyway, people, look, as I said, I hope you got something out of this video. We covered a lot, as usual. I want to hear from you on these things, especially those of you that asked me about this, okay? Did I kind of put this into a perspective for you that you get? Does it make more sense what I'm saying here, that there is a potential for gold to be twice the Dow? Absolutely, there is a potential. I think it's an outlier, but it's a possibility. A 1-to-1 Dow gold, I think is pretty much a lock. But we'll see where that goes as well. All right, people, look, this guy here loves you from the heart. I mean that with all I got. We will see each other in the morning. So until that time, enjoy the rest of your day and take care of yourselves and take care of each other.